You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Now we'll move away from traffic and public transportation to another fixture of our city streets, pigeons. They've got a bad reputation as rats with wings, but did you know that these birds are also master navigators? Perhaps the single most famous pigeon of them all is Cher Ami, a carrier pigeon during World War I whose heroic flight through enemy fire saved 194 lives and earned him a medal from the French government. Nowadays, it's no longer the norm for pigeons to deliver messages, but their navigation skills can win them big money in the racing world. So look up. That pesky pigeon you see perched on the window could be on a long-distance race to winning a fortune. KLW's Geraldine Asu tells us more.
I'm standing at the entrance of what looks like a small white house on stilts. It's a pigeon loft. There's a ladder, a door, and a whole lot of cooing. Meet Bill Milestone, a second-generation San Franciscan pigeon racer. He's whistling to let the birds know lunch is ready.
A happy pigeon has a lot of energy. The eye has a sparkle, and oftentimes they like to squabble with the other birds, and it shows.
Milestone's training his flock of 40 for an upcoming race.
Each bird ideally has its own perch and has its own nest box. And with clean water and good food, they'll be happy. If the birds are happy, you can take them quite a distance and they'll come home.
When Bill says quite a distance, he's not just talking about his birds flying around the block. He's talking miles, hundreds of miles, across state lines.
Shorter races in the Bay Area are out into Nevada. There's 200, 250, 300 miles. And we go out to up towards Idaho for the longer races, all the way to Council, which is 600 miles.
Here's how it all flies. At the beginning of a race, each bird gets a racing number that ties around its leg. The competitors are then rounded up, loaded onto a truck, which delivers them to a designated start line. Finally, on the big day, 30 minutes after sunrise, on your mark, get set, release the birds.
Generally, the birds are going to be flying about 45 miles an hour, depending on whether they have a headwind, a tailwind, or side wind. But you can predict pretty close as to when the winners will be coming home.
Milestone says that a bird can fly up to 600 miles in one day.
Each bird is flying a slightly different distance, or at least the birds in from any particular loft. So whichever bird makes the most yards per minute in that particular race will be the winner.
Pigeons actually use the Earth's magnetic fields as their internal GPS system, following the strength of these invisible poles to determine direction. But aside from being able to find their way home, the birds also have to want to come home. And there's a lot of ways to do this. According to Milestone, there's one way that works pretty well.
There is a system called widowhood. Shall we say, the males and females are paired up in their own nest boxes. They establish their territory, and then they are separated.
Separated. This stress can act as a strong motivator because typically pigeons will mate for life. That's right. They're birds of a feather that stick together, even taking shifts to warm their eggs. Both male and female pigeons are used for racing, but widowhood is used only for males.
Generally speaking, the males are more interested in coming back to the hens, and the hens are more interested in coming back to their babies or the eggs.
In widowhood, trainers will separate the male bird from his mate a few days prior to the race. Then, right before the truck arrives, they reunite the lovebirds just before hauling the male to the start line. So that bird's got one thing on his mind.
There she is, I gotta get back. So the bird that is racing wants to come back to his nest box, and when he arrives there, the hen is waiting for him, and that motivates him to full performance.
But living in the Bay Area, it's not always easy to get back.
Pigeons naturally have a tendency to avoid crossing water, so the birds have to be trained specifically to be able to across the bay here. Some diehard pigeon racers have gone so far as to let their birds out from a boat in the middle of the bay. I usually just go over to Treasure Island.
And you definitely want a bird that will cross the water, because a winning bird could mean a lot of money. At the 2015 San Francisco Bay Area Triple Crown Pigeon Race, winning bird Sierra Miss flew home and earned over $16,000. Right now, these pigeons are on their off-season, training for their next race. That means eating high-protein diets and exercising, flying around at least once, sometimes twice a day.
So, it's okay. I'll let them out right now.
And then how long do they stay out for?
They'll be up there for about an hour.
Is that them?
Yeah, there they go.
For Cross Currents, I'm Geraldine Osu.